down between the two horses is calling? At the front of a wagon? The tongue of a wagon?
I don't know.
Okay. Or if you have a buggy that has only one horse, you have one on either side. Do you know what it's called then? Okay, those are called shafts, or shams of a bucket. Okay, do you know on a wagon wheel what the outside is called? There's a metal outside a wagon wheel that helps protect the wood. What's that called?
I don't know.
Okay. Just the rim of a wheel.
Okay.
Okay. If you were going to talk about it, how would you describe it?
I don't know if I'd talk about it.
If you had to. If you just saw a wreck in it.
My car, if I'm running on the rim, then that's when I have a flat tire. I say I'm running on the rim.
Okay. Now here's something I know you want. You ever heard of a single tree or a whipple tree? It's a part of a wagon that's parallel to the front of a wagon there. Or a double tree. Okay, if you had a load of wood in a wagon, if somebody had a load of wood in a wagon and is driving along, you said he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Okay, fine. What are the principal parts of the verb drag?
Drag, drag, have drag.
Okay. What do you call the instrument that you break ground with in the spring? You can either hand them gasoline power, or you can have a horse-draw one. Has a sharp point. You pull it through the land to break the ground. What do you call that?
Plow.
Okay. How many different kinds of plows are you aware of?
I'm not.
You need them? Okay. Big ones or little ones? There are special ones for going downhill and uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And some are used for... So some are much larger than others. They break the ground several inches down. Do you know what the instrument is? Like, you can have them like a hole, but at the end you have this sort of bar with these teeth in it, these prongs in it. 10 or 12 prongs, you've probably seen that. Do you know what that's called?
Mm-mm.
You can use that after you plowed. You sort of chop in the ground to break up little clumps of soil with it. It's called a harrow, H-A-R-R-O-W, a harrow. Now you know. Okay, what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into? What's that bar that the wheels fit into on either side? You have it in the car too, a car or a wagon?
Axle.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what the little stand? Sometimes it's it has two different shapes. It's maybe 2.5-3 foot high, but so long, and it's used to prop wood up on, or like when somebody's painting, they can rest things up on it. It's often used around construction sites. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it has four, it's A-framed. It has